Welcome back to another episode here on Anchor FM. I am your host, Deborah Sawyer, in the house, in the hot seat. How have you been? Let me know how you are doing. How's life treating you? So today I want to talk about three key pieces of financial advice. And advice is advice, I guess, ADVICE advice that I was given some 25 years ago, about 25 years ago when I was in my 20s. And this advice was given to me when I was working. I got my first proper job in my early 20s and I met someone, a colleague of mine, an old boy at work, who I remember back in the days used to talk about being financially free. And I never really understood it until in the last few years, in terms of him saying he didn't really need to be working at the time, but he was working because, you know, it was extra change in his pocket. And in those days, I worked in the corporate environment. So if you're listening to this and you live outside the UK or outside Europe, working the environment I worked in, which was called the public sector, the local government sector, is more like the corporate environment. And so my young 20-something-year-old self said to this gentleman in question, I asked him and I said, give me some advice. You know, what is it that you've done to get yourself to this position? I was just asking out of curiosity, not because, you know, I was thinking, well, this guy is going to teach me something to do with financial literacy or education. I just wanted to learn. And so here are the three key pieces of advice he gave me in my 20s, which I think if you're listening to this as a 20-something-year-old, and if not, even if you're older, it's worth thinking about it. And maybe there are people around you who, you know, are financially independent that you can, you know, learn from and ask for advice from. So the first thing the gentleman said to me was, Deborah, do not take out payment protection insurance, aka PPI. Payment protection insurance, PPI, payment protection insurance, is a type of insurance that is available when you take out financial products and services, and it protects those services that you've taken out in the event that perhaps you lose your job and you're not able to pay for those debt that you borrowed. Therefore, the insurance you paid will cover it. Well, this old boy that I was talking to said to me at the time, remember, this was about the early 90s, mid 90s, when he was telling me this. This is 2019. And he said to me, look, Deborah, it's a con. It's not necessary. If you have a full-time job, as long as you have a job, then you're going to be able to cover those bills or debts that you have. And even if you lose your job, Deborah, guess what? You know, you will be, let's say you are made redundant, you'll get a redundancy package to pay those debts off for a period of time before you get a new job. If you're off sick, you'll get, you know, a sick pay at work and all of those things. So guess what? I never took out payment protection insurance in the 90s, where most people did. And here's the thing. 20 years later, the government decided that all those people who paid payment protection insurance had to be paid back their money by these financial institutions. The financial institutions here in the UK were told, you need to return all that money to those people. Now, this is the thing. I never took it out, but I know that there are people who took it out who have passed away. There are people who took it out that didn't even bother to reclaim it. There are people who have taken that PPI out who are not in the right frame of mind anymore to reclaim it back. Now, that saved me a lot of money. I at least didn't lose any money or have to wait to reclaim it back. You know how many years people have paid for this insurance, payment protection insurance, and could have used that money for something else. So, point number two, which I was told back in those days was, he said to me, he said, Deborah, whilst you're working in the local government right now, have a plan B in terms of your pension. Now here in the UK, every citizen is entitled to state pension when you hit the age of 60. Back in the days, the age you had to hit before you can draw your pension, your state free pension, was the age of 60. Now, when I was told that I should have a plan B and take out what is called a local government pension, I had the opportunity to either take it out or opt out of it 20 years ago. But I chose to take the local government pension because guess what? 20 years later, the state pension, so I'm talking about two separate pensions here, the automatic state pension, pensionable age has now changed. It's no longer the age of 60. You have to be older than 60. As a woman, I think you need to be about 65. I think for a man, it might be 63. But the government is shifting that age all the time because the pot of money available to those who should be drawing their pension at the age of 60 is not enough to go around. And the people are living longer and able to draw their pension. So the government is shifting, moving the goalpost all the time and making that age longer. So instead of it being age 60, it's now age 63. Now, if you've been waiting to draw your pension at the age of 60 and it's no longer available and you have to wait a further 5 years, that forces you to have to work for another 5 years. Whereas if you are taking out a private pension or a local government pension or a Plan B pension, you'll be able to draw that pension earlier. And I did that. Not only did I take out the pension in my early 20s, I continued to contribute to that pension for, you know, several years whilst I was working and even when I moved jobs. So therefore, that is my plan B. I don't have to sit and wait around for the state pension, which I'll still get on top of my own private pension. But I'm saying this, I'm doing this broadcast or this episode because it's important that we understand that we need to have plan B. And also, when I took out the pension, my employer topped up my pension. So I contributed, I think, 6% out of my salary, which was a hefty amount because the amount that I should have been receiving in my pay package was less than I would have liked to because I was contributing to a pension. But it was worth making that sacrifice. It was worth delaying that gratification for a better opportunity later on down the line. And the third and final piece of advice that I was given was this. In the 80s, when we had here in the UK, Margaret Thatcher as our prime minister, one of the laws that came in place was for those people who were renting local authority property, which is cheaper, affordable accommodation, could, after a number of years of renting those properties, buy the property for themselves. And again, I was given that piece of advice that, Deborah, if you ever have the opportunity to buy a local authority property, buy it, which I did. And you not only buy it, but you buy it at a heavily discounted rate, which I was able to do in my 20s, and then use that as leverage to buy a bigger property. In terms of what happened after that, which was a good story, is a story for another day. But these are the three key pieces of advice. And so if you're listening to this, look around you and rub shoulders with those people who have reached that level. What do they do? What did they do to make themselves financially independent to some degree? They may not be robust in terms of having raw cash, but they are probably investment rich. They are asset rich, sorry. So they are asset rich, but they may not have raw cash in their hands. So this is a very long episode for you. If you find this useful and it resonates with you and it makes sense, or it may be slightly different for where you are, send me a message. I'd love to hear what you have to say. And if you're happy for me to, you know, share your message, then please do say so in your message as well, that you're happy for me to share it with my audience who listens to this. On that note, I'm going to sign out. My name is Deborah Sawyer. I am your financial literacy educator for kids. Until next time, I'll catch you soon. Take care.